This is Attorney Mike Young. I'd like to take a moment to discuss with you a very important legal topic for doing business on the internet, your domain names. Now, there's 3 points I'd like to cover today. First of all, your registrations. Now, just because a domain name is available for you to register, it doesn't mean you have the right to use it. Many people have trademarks for their businesses, for example, Microsoft. If Microsoft.com suddenly became available and you could register it, that doesn't mean you'd have the legal right to use it. In fact, probably what would happen is you'd be hearing from Microsoft's lawyers because they wouldn't want you out there running a website with the name Microsoft when in fact Microsoft is a registered trademark of the Microsoft Corporation. Now, the second issue I want to cover is ownership of your domain names. Many people, when they start on the web, they'll get a web designer to handle everything for them. Well, unfortunately, what happens with that many times, particularly with internet marketers, is when you do this, the web designer registers the domain name with the web designer's owning it. So what in essence happens is you've set up a business online, you've paid to have the web designer set up your website, the website's been created, the domain name's been registered, everything's operating, you might even be making some decent money on your website. Now what happens if you get into a dispute with your web designer or your web designer disappears? Suddenly you discover you've got no access to your site, and in fact that you don't even own the site. What's happened is it was registered beginning with the web designer. So what's going to happen? Are you going to go to court? It's going to be expensive with legal fees. What are you going to do? So make sure that when you do register domains that you actually own the domain name that's being used for your website. Now the third issue I wanted to cover today is domain registration and hosting. Now you can register your domain and host very often at the same place. Now that can cause some problems. In fact, I personally won't do that. And here's why. What happens if you get in a dispute with your internet service provider, the person who's hosting your website, and they decide to take you down? Now, if you've got your domain name registered there, in addition to paying for them to host, it creates a lot of problems as far as you being able to find another place to host your site. Are you still going to be able to use the domain name? Were they going to try to cancel it on you? Will they let you even point it away to a different internet service provider so that you can maintain your website, just host it somewhere else? Now, these are all 3 issues that you need to consider when you're doing business on the web with regards to your web domain names. Thank you very much. Have a great day.